You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Chunky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Presented by EMP 180 Weight Loss. Structure, accountability, results, the standard for weight loss in the area. It's EMP180weightloss.com. It's Bish, Cakes, EB, and JP. That's the foursome. Coming up at 9:40, Tim Bontemps going to join us, national NBA writer for the Washington Post. Carmelo Anthony was dealt yesterday to the Hawks, although he will be waived by the Hawks, according to all reports. So we can talk to him about that and more in the world of the NBA. Of course, the British Open is going on right now, the Open Championship. Mm-hmm. Guys were pumped because Tiger just parred a hole, but it looked like it could be a bogey.
Made a 15, 20-footer, left to righter to save par. It's big.
So he's even.
He's even.
As is Phil Mickelson, who's off to a good start today. Now the leader is at about 6 or 7 under?
6.
Zach Johnson, leader.
Yep.
The guy who looks like Joaquin Phoenix.
Kind of looks like him, yeah.
It would be, I'd pay out of my own money, Cakes.
Yes, and you're a squeaker.
And I am a squeaker, so yes. Don't get crazy. But I'd peel off 2 Hunskys for him to get in at 2 under.
For Tiger to get in at 2
yeah,
under?
It ain't going to happen. I'd pay $200.
What do you get out of that?
Because he wants to win.
Maybe within 4 shots so on the weekend, you're totally in the mix. And if he's 6
this.
Or 7 or 8 back, it's just... too much.
You've always said Tiger is a bad dude, and you don't like that part of him.
Yeah, I don't think he's a great guy.
You think he's a
good... not funny. He's not that
but
smart.
I was surprised when earlier in the show, Jason mentioned, or maybe you mentioned, this giveaway with Rory McIlroy.
Yeah.
Where golf enthusiasts can register online to win a round with Rory McIlroy.
Right.
And it's in Scotland or Ireland, wherever the heck they're playing.
Portrush, which is in Ireland.
And EB said he wouldn't be interested in that. Let's just replace that with Tiger Woods.
Well, any of those guys, I don't want to torture them. They don't want to play
with
me.
So you wouldn't do it with Tiger either?
No, of course I would do it. But I know they don't want to do it, and I would be uncomfortable. I'd be nervous and self-conscious about my own game, you know.
So it has nothing to do with the player.
You'd worry that Tiger's jolting on your swing.
Wouldn't you want to go out there with Tiger?
I'd
play with Tiger.
I mean,
he might be cool in a setting like that.
I said I would do it, but I don't think he's that friendly.
When you guys went to his restaurant hoping he was going to walk in.
We were grasping. Yeah.
I didn't really go thinking he was going to be there.
And Bickle had bad
chicken.
We went to go. Yeah. We went to go.
I know. Look, you thought it was an outside shot. Maybe not that realistic, but a 1 in 100, let's say.
Maybe. I mean, I thought it was interesting. Let's go to Tiger's restaurant.
And I believe you're vacationing
right,
in Jupiter.
What?
Aren't you vacationing in Jupiter?
We are. And that is a complete coincidence. That's a complete coincidence.
Oh, I'm sure a coincidence. You're vacationing where Tiger lives.
Are you going to go to the woods again?
Are you kidding me?
I'm a little scared to go because I did get violently ill, as sick as I've ever been. Now, that could have been from something I picked up at the ballpark earlier that day.
I mean, that food knocked you out of, I think, 3 shows.
I'll still never remember. I'll
it
never
knocked
forget
me out. It's as sick as
that
I've
we
been
were hanging
in
out in the
years.
Lobby of, was it a Hilton we're staying in again? In West Palm?
I think it was a Hilton. Yeah.
It was West Palm. And we saw medics come in.
Yeah.
And somebody was like, you think that's for EB?
I said that.
Yeah, you said that. I was like, no.
You were joking.
No chance.
No, I said, I bet you that's for Bickle.
And I was like, no chance.
You were joking, though.
I don't think I was
I don't think he was because we heard how sick you were.
No,
and then 20 minutes later, we heard, yep.
They legit called the paramedics when they saw me walking around the lobby.
3 donks walked up
I couldn't believe that you were missing a flight because you, just like all of us, want to be back home as soon as possible.
Desperate.
You're a homebody just like me.
Desperate to get home. And then
you thought they stopped him at the hotel. He's about to wander out in an airplane looking the way he looked. There's no chance they would have let patient zero get on the airplane.
I couldn't get off the toilet. Right. I mean, I wouldn't even have made it to the runway. I mean,
you would have been the guy with the flesh-eating bacteria like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
On that flight somewhere in Europe, that would have been you.
Yes.
People would have been complaining.
So the question is, will I take the family to the Tiger Woods restaurant in Jupiter? Because we are staying in Jupiter. All right, this Christmas.
Anybody else in your family have even any bit of affection for Tiger Woods?
They don't. Very little.
But it is a cool spot.
They've seen Tiger on TV every weekend.
Did you Airbnb it? Are you going like hotel? Like what's the deal?
I actually used, and this will be a free plug, because homeaway.com.
Ah, very good.
But by the way, the chances of you seeing him in December versus the chances of seeing him in March are much greater, because December's a downtime for him. March, maybe. All the tourists are there in March. He doesn't want to be around that.
It depends
that.
If he's hollering at any of the bar managers or whatever. Right. You know. How horny
what,
he is.
What week in the
isn't he bunned up?
I'll tell you off air.
His girlfriend's poopy.
I'll tell you off air.
Because he might be down in the Bahamas.
Yeah. I'm not going there. I'm not basing my vacation because I think I'm going to see Tiger. I'm basing my vacation because I looked at 7 million properties and I tried to find one that I could afford that was silly. And I found one. It's silly. It's a beautiful heated pool, beautiful hot tub.
How close to the ocean?
Is it
a neighborhood?
It's a few minutes away. It's a few minutes away. Yeah.
But you don't need it if you got the pool.
It's got a beautiful pool, beautiful hot tub. It's got a beautiful workout room.
How many people are going?
Seven.
People.
Seven of us.
Seven.
It's going to be great.
So what?
How close is it to Medalist?
I don't know. It is close to a golf course,
but it's not far.
It's not Medalist. And I'm not bringing my clubs.
Of course you're not. You actually want to enjoy your vacation.
Yeah. Who are the additional two?
My in-laws.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Built-in babysitter.
Yeah.
Four bedrooms?
It might only be three, like two bedrooms with like king beds or queen beds,
right? So and like a kid's room with bunks,
with a bunch of beds, and then maybe my mom might be like a pull-out sofa or something.
We're doing an Airbnb in Vernazza, Italy, which is Cinque Terre or whatever. It's a nice one room for five.
What?
It like has a double bed. It's all jammed in there, but there was not much left.
Dude, it was the pickings.
It's two nights.
Yeah.
It's a great location. The location is unbelievable. The room?
The lodging, not so great.
I mean, it had great ratings on Airbnb. I think it was like a 4.5 to a 5.
That's coming up quick.
But it looked tight.
That's coming up pretty quick.
I looked at the picture.
When do you leave for that trip?
Next Friday, I'm going to drive up to Jersey to hang with my brother. And then
that's right, because he's not flying out of D.C.
He's flying out of Newark?
He's got to fly out of New York.
Ah. Well, my problem is I didn't look at the flights. But like, I guess I got to fly into West Palm, and like I use United and United Miles, and they don't have a direct flight there, and I'm not doing like two stops. I'm not taking a 9-hour trip
right.
with all those kids. So I have to. So what's great about United when I use United is I have so many miles, you know, most of the tickets will be free, but so I have to pay out of pocket, and these flights are butt expensive.
Of course, everything's expensive.
They're butt expensive.
I looked to change my...
like $700 a ticket.
I looked to change my trip to Italy.
I'm 3 hours away.
That's incredible.
I looked to change
the
my trip to
industry
Italy.
The airline industry is a nightmare right now.
Listen, it Jason, is. Tell me if you would do this. I already know the answer. I looked to change the trip, just adding one day, because
I know your daughter
everybody wants
to
do a million things, right? Or change it to add 2 days, where I would leave Friday, come back Sunday, instead of a Saturday to Saturday. $300 per ticket to change it.
All right.
Plus the difference in price of the tickets. The total would have been like $2,500. Oh. I said, thank you very much. I will stay with my normal tickets.
No, thank you.
What a scam that is. I thought I bought some sort of insurance. Remember I told you?
Yeah.
I'm never, ever buying this insurance.
The insurance
again.
Is not what if you want to add dates.
It's not if you want to tweak your trip.
Don't
you
if somebody dies.
Yeah, it's
like if you have to cancel.
Like
it just covers if you have to cancel the trip.
Right. Like if an earthquake
not adding
swallows
dates.
Never
your plane.
Again.
Yeah.
Or
it covers
you can,
that.
What if you get refundable tickets? The response is, I bought non-refundable tickets, right? Are there refundable tickets, and they have to be double the price?
They have to be pricier, I would guess.
I mean, like, if you just go in, because I like booked my trip 4 months ago, let's say. If I just said I want refundable tickets, how much would they have been?
I didn't even know that's kind of an option.
What am I, a travel agent? I'm gonna know
that.
I don't
even know. I'm not even a travel guru. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I just say, what does
that cost anymore?
And I hold my nose and I pay it.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, they've just got hold your nose and
they've
pay
got
it.
You by the short and curlies.
Yeah, they do.
Okay? They just do. If you want to take a flight somewhere, what else are you
going
to do?
But to answer your question, there's no chance I would pay an extra $2,500 for the extra day.
Oh, no, yeah, that was tough.
Not
immediately.
I almost
And I'm telling
it.
You, the room that I'm staying in, at least by the picture, I'll be staying with Elisabetta. That's her home. It looks like
you're
just
chopping her house
in.
With her?
It's an Airbnb. We get a room.
Oh, you just get a room in
an Airbnb. What? You could do a whole house.
Yeah,
you could do everything.
I don't
you just
know.
Took the
That's
room.
What was available. Yeah.
So she
you're like staying in a hostel.
So the owner of the house will be there.
I guess I don't know how it works. I've never even used.
Probably
it.
Make some
like,
silly
you're doing
pasta
like a bed
for
breakfast.
You're doing a wacky.
You don't even know what you're doing. You're calling it an Airbnb.
Well, that's the website.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he rented a room, not a house.
He rented
a
room.
How many people in this room?
Five of us.
In a bedroom?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
You got the nubbiest trip.
That's a bunch of double beds.
That's going to be terrible.
You booked a pooper.
The gladiators of Rome stayed better in Italy than you are.
You know what? He doesn't care.
Maximus had better accommodations.
They're going to get sick of each other because it's going to be five of you?
Well, that's just 2 days.
Five
it's
of you.
It's actually basically one night because we're arriving. We'll be there. Like, we'll have dinner there.
You're going to show up to some we'll family's sleep. House.
And
you
then,
take your, go
and then
your
one
room.
Day
go like Stevie's
we'll
room.
Out and about, and then another
I
night.
I had better accommodations at Camp Letts Outdoor Education in PG County growing up as a kid.
Camp Letts.
I wouldn't do
like
that.
We went outdoors doing like zip lines and confidence courses.
He's different
like,
than
right.
us. He doesn't mind that type of
thing. I couldn't do
nothing
that.
Nothing like coming back from the gondola ride to go in your bunk bed.
I think it'd be slicing
those
bunk beds.
I'm not a fan of renting somebody's room while their family, that were like a bed and breakfast.
But they can't be
I'll
around.
I'll never do that.
Yeah, but they can't be around.
If he's renting a room, they're probably around.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, of course not. I can rent a house when the donk's not there. That's what I'm doing. I'm renting an empty house.
Right.
Yeah, I locked the door. Don't think I locked the door.
Just for record, it's my own fault because I waited till this week to book it.
I've been in the house most of the time.
Sounds like there are many options.
You're doing it in like a couple weeks?
Yeah, next Friday we leave.
He leaves on the 28th.
So you just booked the Airbnb like 2 weeks ago?
2 days ago.
It's the worst planner ever.
No wonder you guys can be stacked
it's
and packed
European,
in one room.
It's a European vacation he just booked.
Two days ago. It's the battle of we're staying with family in northern Italy. That's
I know,
half the trip, and then we're just sneaking in a couple of day trips.
You probably could have found better options if you planned it 6 months ago.
What if you're staying with psychos?
I
know what I mean?
I hope they are.
What if they're running like a sex ring or something out
of
the
house? Or if it's like an Italian serial killer.
Yeah. You have no
idea. Wants extra income on Airbnb. Hey,
it could be a crack house.
It's over 4.5 stars on Airbnb.
Okay.
Read the reviews.
Mine, 5 out of 5 stars, all 18 reviews.
18 reviews is kind of light, but that's good.
It's just a house. I thought I didn't take one negative review. If it had a negative review at all, it was off my list. Then I want any negs.
What did the house cost again?
Right, yeah, I live in Pasadena.
Is it a week?
Yeah.
Saturday to Saturday?
No. It's like a Tuesday to Tuesday or something.
All right. $6,000?
About that.
Ooh.
Plus my pricey. Flights.
Oh, yeah. It's a $8,000 trip minimum without
more
spending
than,
anything.
More than that. Let's go in there and starving.
It'll be. And then you got to go to the woods 3 or 4 times.
Yeah. Pricey. Adds up.
It's $10,000.
To Florida. One of the worst states in the U.S. Just hillbillies.
Yeah,
everywhere.
But Jupiter's not poopy.
Jupiter's nice. Jupiter's nice. But still. I just want to go someplace warm. I want to go someplace
warm. It's not like you're
warm.
Going to Daytona.
Believe me. I looked at other places and like the week I want to go. It'd be like double that.
I think you should go out.
Where?
In those islands.
Turks and Caicos.
Like a Caribbean island?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're flush.
If you want to go someplace warm.
That's why he was looking at an island that doesn't have power fully in the island.
I know. That's why I considered. I would have taken my family to Puerto Rico. My wife refused it. Refused.
Like 2 hours out of each day of your vacation?
Because they had another hurricane season coming.
You should go and panhandle in the median to try to raise some money for that Airbnb.
I met a guy in Kensington. He was hanging out at my bank. All right. He ended up being the nicest guy ever. But he was in line depositing all his earnings from panhandling
what?
That day. And he was sitting there and he was eating a silly
Did he look
Chipotle.
Like a panhandler?
Yes. And but he was holding court in the bank.
What did he make, about $18?
$130.
Wow.
Jesus.
Good score.
And he took it and went right to the bank. And he was bragging to everybody. I just made $130.
That's because people like cakes hook them.
He was a little bit
generally
off.
Don't.
He was
a little
bit
squeaker.
Off.
I never do.
Because he was telling the whole bank
him,
his business.
I might give him 50 cents.
So he's looking at about $30,000 a year?
I don't know. He's made $130. Bucks.
Let's do the math on
130
that.
$130 in Inkton. They hook you in Inkton. They just.
I guess.
I'll never forget. When I used to do baseball card shows. I'm telling
that
you.
That sounds funny.
I used to do baseball card shows. And I used to do them. I did them all over the area.
Buy and sell.
Yes. Kensington, yep. Always my most profitable.
You're that nerd.
Yeah.
They would just pay anything for their kids.
I have a lazy panhandler by me. He sits in a like a lounge chair
right.
at the stoplight. Doesn't even get up.
Right.
And he just holds the sign.
Holds
up.
The sign and just waits.
Until someone just holds money out of the window?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever hooked him?
No chance. I don't hug panhandlers.
Well, guys, no hustle.
He probably doesn't have a banking account then. He doesn't have a checking account.
No, this guy, he went straight to the bank to put his deposit in.
Well, he's a hustler.
He is a hustler. I actually liked him. I had a nice guy. I talked to the guy for 15 minutes. I actually really liked him.
That was a long visit at the bank.
I was waiting for my we're trying to open up an account for my kid. I was sitting there. I was almost held hostage.
Right.
But we had a great time.
Oh. A great time at the bank.
Oh, by the way, Tiger's putting for Eagle.
Oh, speaking of banks, by the way, need to give a extra shout out to Ally Bank. Your boy is shipping some of his money in the Ally Bank account online.
Really?
And instead of making a paltry 0.05%, like I'm currently making, your boy's going to be making 1.7% on his money. That's a big difference.
I think I might have to do the same thing. I'm going to do it.
It's big.
And I can just wire my money from M&T.
Ship it back and forth.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do that.
Of course you can. Of course you can.
Remember,
do that.
Coming up at 9:40, we'll actually talk some hoops. Tim Bontemps, we'll talk to him about Kawhi Leonard, Carmelo Anthony, and more here on The Junkie.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Nevada or California, went out to her car to get a mop out of her car, and she disturbed 80,000 Africanized bees that were in a drainage ditch, and they attacked her, and they stung her all over her body, including all over her face, more than 200 times. Lucky to be alive.
What are they called? Africanized?
Africanized. They're like
I've never heard of those.
They're a more aggressive.
They're like killer
form
bees.
I remember growing up, we always heard about killer bees coming to the United States.
Yeah, well, you know what? They're here, and they're on the West Coast. And this woman is lucky to escape
with
her life.
This says it happened in New Hampshire.
New Hampshire?
Well, that's what this story says. Let me see.
Maybe I'm getting my byline wrong, but I saw that story. It was terrifying.
It says a New Hampshire tree worker was stung by hundreds of bees.
That's different.
Different story.
Talk about one in Lake Forest, California.
That's
it. All right.
Think about
she
that.
She was attacked by a swarm. They say have 80,000 bees.
80,000
Well,
bees.
Of course that'll kill you.
She survived. But think about 80,000 bees just attacking you. It said they're so aggressive that they'll chase you for up to like a quarter of a mile. And don't even try jumping in like a body of water to escape them, because they'll hover above you. And they'll wait for you to come up the surface, and they'll sting you again.
Yeah.
Wow.
Terrifying. Africanized bees, stay as far away
as
possible.
So do we have, they're also known as killer bees. Do we have those bees in this area?
I don't believe so.
Probably
stay
not.
Away from the Bismack Biyombo bees.
Who were the killer bees?
I mean, that was back in the Dolphins in the 80s, right? I mean, I can't remember those guys'
with
names.
Lyle Blackwood and Glenn Blackwood. Was it Glenn Blackwood? Hey, look at that.
Was there like a Kim Bo-Camps or something like that?
I think
you're
right.
There were like five or six guys
like
whose name started with B.
Right.
We were talking about the Redskins earlier, by the way.
Well, there's a few killer bees with the Red Sox.
Yeah. Tony tweets us. His question is, will the running back group shape up? Is Rob Kelly the odd man out, or do they keep all four backs? So I guess the thought is Geis, Chris Thompson, 1-2, Rob Kelly or Samaje Perine.
Yeah, one of those guys is going to be the odd man out,
makes
I would
it.
Think. Considering he was a draft pick and he's still...
He had two straight 100-yard games, didn't he, last year?
Yeah, but he was poop.
He did.
He wasn't any good.
He wasn't poop.
Yeah, but you were loving him for those 2 weeks.
He's mediocre.
I expected a bit more. Like, I remember getting sized when he was drafted. I expected more from Perine.
Killer B's defense from the 82 Dolphins. Bob Baumhauer, Bill Barnett, Lyle Blackwood, Kim Bo-Camper, Glenn Blackwood, Charles Bowser, Doug Betters, and Bob Brudzinski.
Eight of them.
That's a lot of bees.
Yep. held five of their nine opponents to 14 or fewer points en route to their fourth Super Bowl appearance. The Blackwoods were silly.
All right, let's go to Allen in Centerville.
Sister Nina Blackwood, MTV VJ.
Oh my gosh, she smoked.
Wow,
more?
That's a really old reference. I apologize.
Have you heard her?
I have heard her recently.
Oh my gosh,
yes.
She smokes like 12 packs a day.
Yeah, she's still grinding. Still getting it done.
Let's go to Allen. Nina Blackwood. Allen, what's up, buddy?
Hey guys. So are we still talking about the Killer Bees, the Jupiter Vacation, or are we still talking about the Redskins and the concerns?
Talk about whatever you want.
Yeah. You pick it.
It's open line Friday.
If you're being a smartass, exactly. You can just hang up. All right. Let's go to Rich in Centerville. Rich, what's up, buddy?
I know he wants to talk skins.
Rich.
Yeah, this is, man, you guys are speaking my language. All right, so here's the deal. To get to their 11 wins, which they will, the position that has me the most concerned is definitely receiver. Because when you're touting Josh Doctson as your leading guy, guy coming off 35 catches, okay, little questionable. Jordan Reed obviously played like six games last season. And I know everybody's counting on Paul Richardson, but Richardson's not going to be like an 80-90 catch guy. He's going to be like D-Jax when he was here. I think Deshaun Jackson, the most catches he had, he had 56 catches in two of his 3 years that he was here, and that was the most. Of course, one of those years he averaged like 20 yards a catch. So I think if they can get 12, 14 games from Reed and Dotson gets to that 55 catch mark that Cakes loses his bet or wins his bet, whatever it is, then I think they'll be fine. But to me, that's the biggest question mark, is definitely a receiver.
Hey, Rich, just to make it interesting, yeah. I would love to bet you $50 that the Redskins don't win 11 games.
How about this, Cakes? 10 games.
Well, why are you softening your stance?
Because there's always one in there, like the Saints game last year where they had the bag, and I'm already celebrating.
I'll bet you the 50.
I got them at five.
Five. So you actually think, Bickle, that they're going to take a step back, even though they're relatively improved everywhere?
I do think that they're a little bit better. I would like to redo my prediction.
Turpin, every time I bet you money on Skins predictions, you never pay.
That's not true.
Takes forever. No, it doesn't.
Well, first of all, Jason, again, because you only accept checks. You're like a supermarket. You only accept checks. Can you get PayPal or Venmo or
credit card? You can always PayPal Valdez, and he'll just give me cash. Straight cash,
That's
homie.
Fine. That's fine. Right. I'll do whatever you
I'll
need.
Make you,
but
I'll
be
make you
collect-
that bet. I'll make you the bet. $50 bucks. They don't win 10.
So 10 and 10 is a winner.
Right, I've passed that on to you guys. Correct. I like the 11.
10 wins is a winner for you.
Okay, Junkies Bet Book. Let's book it.
All right, 50
all right,
bucks.
Here you go. Yeah. Down.
I have the energy. I'll remember that.
Here, you write that. All right. Here, you write that.
All right.
I got to add Rich Turpin bet. By the way,
Turpin's in the book.
Turpin, why don't you ever call about any other topics? It's only Skins-related topics. Don't you like
He's
it?
A one-trick pony.
Let's be honest. I'm one day exactly. Like, just like a musket. One shot.
Yeah,
Don't you like other sports?
I do, but we had this conversation yesterday. I know you weren't there, but I just don't get emotionally invested in these sports anymore because my life would have been over a long time ago because blood pressure and things like that. So
you still have that attractive wife, or she dump you yet?
No, I've managed to keep her, and I think that's a lot of the reason why I can't watch sports all the time because she would be on free agent market. So
right. Yeah, for sure.
You know, you got to do what you got to do.
What
sometimes.
Does Rich do? Does anybody even know what Rich does?
No idea.
What do you do for a living, Rich?
I am the general manager of a lighting distributing company.
What does that mean?
Where is it?
I don't know.
We sell lighting to like contractors and electricians, and we outfit their like multifamily houses, like apartments and things like that.
I have 88 silly, recessed but. Lights in my house. Can you help me with that?
What do you mean help with it?
Like give me some free
like,
lights.
Like put them in?
No, give me free ones.
No, he's not going to hook
give
you
there. Give you free ones?
Yeah, free.
Okay.
Those little ones.
We'll
too.
Have to talk off air.
I'm the squeaker somehow.
Yeah, right.
All right.
You're
thank
the squeaker.
You.
He's asking right. for free lights. JP's cramming 100 people into
you
one
understand.
Room.
Understand? When you have 88, I literally have 88 recess lights. Every day you're dealing with a light out somewhere.
Well, it sounds like you need to go to Home Depot and just buy some in bulk and load up.
Cakes.
How much did you bet, by the way?
50.
$50.
I have under 10 wins. He's got 10 or more.
Yeah.
Got you.
10, that's a fat 10 is winner. A fat one for
I don't know
Rich.
Why I didn't jump in on that.
He lost $50 last year because he had the Redskins in the playoffs. Jason and I both won $50
well,
bucks.
He claims
him.
He right. paid me, but I'm telling you, he's very dicey.
I just
on
crossed
that.
It out. I believe he did Venmo me money.
All right.
By the way, I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe by then I'll have a Venmo account.
I didn't write down. I'm pretty sure this was an EB and Jason bet.
Yeah.
Who bet that Bitcoin would reach Jason's purchase price in 3 years?
Oh.
Was that EB?
Well, I got 2.5 years on that.
Jason, no.
He bet that.
What did you buy it at,
17.5.
17.5. Oh. Actually, it's more than that.
Still got room to run there.
I think it'll get there.
I think it's more than
that. McAfee's got it at whatever. Yeah. He's got it at 100K or whatever.
I'll tell you exactly what it was.
I'm telling you.
Hold on. I'm going to tell you exactly where I went.
It's
by the way, Bitcoin at 74.51.
It's holding steady. It's doing fine.
I'm unloading that the next day or so.
Cakes bought it at like 2 G's. Cakes is a big winner.
Good for him.
So far.
I bought it.
Would have been a big winner if he sold it.
I bought it at $18,054.
Okay.
Got a big climb.
You bought it at the Mount Everest of the Bitcoin explosion.
Sounds a lot like when you're defending TLCP. Is it just
I got a better chance of climbing Mount Everest than making that money back.
No, I think you're going to get there. Probably take some time, my friend.
Okay.
All good. I'm not worried. I think it's up like $1,300 this week. Keep that up. Be a big fat winner in about 6 weeks.
Gotta keep going.
Take a look at the year to year.
By the way, all it has to do is hit that number. It could plunge immediately after, and I'm a winner.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
last year at this time, it was the summer of Bitcoin.
Hey, speaking of stocks,
that's all we were talking about.
Does this affect the stock of Baker Mayfield?
I'm with the Winklevoss.
A picture came out of Baker with, I don't know who he's with. It's just
with Ninja.
Huh? Oh, he's with Ninja, the Fortnite player.
Oh, okay. Is he like recognized, like everyone knows him by face now?
I had to read the story to figure it out.
No, I know that kids know him, but do they know what he looks like if they saw him on TV?
I guess they would. People that watch Fortnite and watch YouTube videos of Ninja playing. Right. Makes like $1 million a month playing Fortnite.
It's nice.
But
you mean he's
Baker
not resorting
Mayfield,
to prop bets on the Open Championship?
Would this concern you for the Browns? He looks a little chunkified.
Who's this?
Baker Mayfield. Number one pick in the draft. Now, we're going to see him on Hard Knocks in a few weeks.
He'll be fine.
Looks a little chunky.
Doesn't he always
he looks
like
he's got a beer belly. But,
you know, doesn't he always look like that?
I don't know. I just think he's a baller. So,
it's just a big shirt.
He's fine. He's going to be a bad quarterback, but he looks fine here.
He's massively Everyone counts him out everywhere he goes.
Massively overdrafted.
I'm pro Baker Mayfield, but I was also pro Johnny Football. So
yeah, that's true.
Take that for what it's worth.
I selected Johnny Manziel in a mock draft a few years back.
So you're right there with me.
Well, I thought he was the shot in the arm that the Cleveland Browns needed.
Bickle picks quarterbacks like he picks crypto.
Hey, you picked the same crypto over there.
I was just
actually, you got some other losers in there too.
I was just following your lead. You were hyping it up.
I didn't tell you to buy Ripple and all that other stuff you bought.
I bought Ethereum and Litecoin.
Losers.
God, they're losers.
All right,
I think I have some
next.
Ethereum too. What's that one? What's that one at?
It's poo.
They're all down.
I don't even bother to look at Ethereum. I don't even bother to look at that one. I figure if Bitcoin's in the toilet, so is Ethereum.
Ethereum's at 462.
That's way below.
I just look at how much I put in, and I know that it started with 5, and it's now a 2.
Yeah. We talk about that. We talk about Bitcoin, our Bitcoin prices, at least once a week.
No, it's forever Buttcoin on this show. That is a great name for it. Probably
right,
one
Tim
of the greatest nicknames we have.
NBA writer for the Washington Post joins us next here on The Fan. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. You want to follow along on TV and join us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. It's Tim Bontemps from the Washington Post, national NBA writer. A lot of NBA news this week with Kawhi Leonard moving over to Toronto. Morning, Tim.
Hello, fellas. How are you?
Hello, Tim.
Let's start with the Kawhi thing because, and I don't know if you have any intel on this. At one point I read that he was entirely unhappy and might even sit out the whole season. And then you heard totally different stories. What's going on with Kawhi Leonard? Does anybody know? Does he actually speak?
Yeah, well, I mean, the fact is he doesn't actually speak, really. And that I think has been the underlying problem in this entire saga that's gone on with him. I mean, I think it's safe to say that if Kawhi had a normal agent situation, I really don't think this entire thing would have taken place the way it did. Fact is, you know, the fact that his uncle is kind of basically his agent has led to, I think, a lot of the weirdness that has gone on here. And I think it's a big reason why he's no longer in San Antonio. There's really no way to me that Kawhi isn't going to show up and play for the Raptors. he can't, this idea that he could just like chill for another year and not play and never get paid is lunacy. You know, he wasn't healthy last year. He needs to prove he can is healthy, and he needs to prove he's still a top five player in the league if he wants to get paid next summer. And the way the CBA works in the NBA, if he doesn't show up, he'll lose the $20 million that he's owed. So, I don't know. Getting paid $20 million to play basketball is a pretty good idea to me. Mm-hmm. So I think he's going to show up in Toronto and play, and, you know, things are going to be fine. You know, I don't buy this talk that he's, you know, not going to report, not going to play. I mean, I think it's in everybody's interest, you know, including his, for him to show up in Toronto and have a great year, whether he decides he wants to stay there or not.
Do you think he's going to re-sign with Toronto and make the $190 million versus going somewhere else and making $140 million?
I think they have a real shot to keep him. I mean, for one thing, I think the Raptors are going to be awesome if he is healthy and the, you know, the Kawhi we've grown used to seeing. You know, they've got a deep, versatile team. They didn't have to trade either of their best two young players, OG Anunoby or Pascal Siakam, in that trade, so that was a steal for them. They didn't even have to give up a pick if it's outside the top, if it's inside the top 20 this year. So I thought they've got a really deep team. They're going to be really good. I think they're going to challenge for the top spot in the Eastern Conference and, you know, potentially go to the finals. And remember, this time a year ago, everybody was saying that the Thunder had no chance of re-signing Paul George. This time 2 months ago, everybody was saying the Thunder had no chance of re-signing Paul George. Yeah. And Toronto is a way better city, in my opinion, than Oklahoma City. And Paul George decided to stay there for 4 years. So the idea that Masai Ujiri, a really charismatic, you know, compelling GM who's got a roster that's young and going to get better, that has cap space the next few years to go after guys like Anthony Davis and Giannis Antetokounmpo, I mean, that's a pretty compelling sales pitch to me. So I'm not going to like guarantee he stays there, but I certainly think if this year goes well, that they've got a real chance to keep him.
Well, what do you think is more convincing? LeBron kind of begging you to come to LA and have a chance to win there, or the $50 million that he would make extra for with Toronto? That's the question.
It's hard to say. I mean, the thing about this entire situation, like I was saying before, is like, what does Kawhi Leonard really want? Like, I don't know what he really wants. He never really has ever spoke to anyone.
Right.
And he hasn't spoke throughout this entire thing. I mean, it's basically been 6 months of silence from him as all this has gone on. You know, I mentioned Paul George before. When he kind of issued his trade demand to the Pacers last year, he was talking to a reporter within 24 hours, kind of explaining his side of the story, right? Kawhi has done none of that. I mean, he's said literally not a word the entire time. So I don't know what he wants. You know, if you believe what you read, he wants to be in L.A., but, you know, I don't know if that's coming from him or other people around him or what. So, you know, I guess at this point you have to assume he's going to want to go to L.A., but at this point I don't think there's any reason to believe anything.
How much better is Toronto with Kawhi than with DeRozan?
Much better. You know, I understand there's a lot of fans up there who are upset that they traded DeMar, and I get it. He's a franchise icon there. He's the first guy that ever committed to stay there, you know, signed three deals there. He didn't even take a meeting with the Lakers a couple of years ago for a kid from Compton to not even consider the Lakers and to replace his idol Kobe Bryant, you know, was a pretty big thing for people up there. But that being said, I mean, if Kawhi is healthy, I mean, he's a legit superstar player, a top five player in the league. And DeMar, he was probably a top 25 or 30 player in the league. I mean, you just don't get a top five guy very often. I mean, he may be the best player in the Eastern Conference. I mean, it probably comes right down to him and Giannis, you know, who's a better player. And, you know, if you have the best player in the conference, you've got a real shot to go to the NBA Finals. So, but again, if he is right and ready to go, I mean, they definitely got a lot better, and they're going to be a really scary team in the East this coming season.
Were the Wizards ever a serious player in those talks for Kawhi?
I don't think so. You know, I know they were mentioned. I'm sure they made their calls. My guess is they were offering Otto Porter and other stuff, and I just don't think that was ever really going to get the job done. You know, I think maybe if they'd offered, you know, if they did offer a Bradley Beal or a John Wall, you know, maybe they could have gotten the game. But I don't think they were ever going to do that for 1 year of Kawhi. And look, virtually no other team was either, right? Like, they called Portland, you know, they talked to Portland. Portland wouldn't give up C.J. McCollum or Dame Lillard. The Celtics wouldn't give up any of their three veteran guys or their young guys. The Sixers wouldn't give up any of their three young guys. The Lakers wouldn't give up anything. Like I said, I think the combination of the weirdness surrounding Kawhi's overall situation, the fact he doesn't have an agent you can kind of run stuff through to kind of get a sense of where he's at, the injury he had, I mean, you kind of combine it all together, and I can understand why teams were hesitant to take a swing on him, but I think for Toronto, it's a move that really makes a lot of sense.
Tim, the Wiz had Dwight Howard and Austin Rivers in the offseason. Do you like these moves by Ernie Grunfeld?
Yeah, I mean, the Wizards are just weird, right? Like, they make these, they unquestionably got better on paper, right? Dwight is better than Marcin Gortat, and Austin Rivers is a quality, you know, rotation guard who can play for a team. But no one likes Dwight, and Austin, you know, is a guy who, for various reasons, has, you know, kind of got a negative connotation from fans in particular. So it's not exactly an inspiring offseason from the outside looking in, right? People are like, oh, man, I got to root for Dwight now. Like, I've had fans of the Wizards actually tell me that. And I get their frustration, but you know, I think from their standpoint, I do think they got better. And I know people were wondering, like, why did they pay the tax MLE for Dwight? But they were never going to sign a 15th guy anyway. So if the difference between, you know, having Dwight or not was paying the tax MLE, to me, that's just a sign that Ted the Office was willing to pay the tax to have a better team. And, you know, I think that's a good thing. So I thought the moves were good. I think they've had a good off season, but, you know, to me, the overriding question for all of that is, you know, John Wall actively campaigned to get Dwight Howard to come to D.C. Well, John Wall just is ready to murder Marcin Gortat, and Dwight Howard does all the same kind of stuff that Marcin did that he didn't like. So how is that going to go? You know, is that relationship going to be good? Is Dwight going to be willing to not do post-ups anymore and just set screens and roll to the rim and play defense? And is John Wall going to be the player he was from 2 years ago, or the player from last year? You give me the answers to those three questions, and I'll tell you if the Wizards have a season like they did a couple years ago or a season like they did last year.
You probably already have the answers, Tim.
I don't, actually, because I really don't. You know, I think it's more likely than not that John and Brad are going to fight. I think it's more likely than not that Dwight is still going to want some post-ups. But to me, the number one question is, what version of John do they get? Do they get the one from 2 years ago, who I voted fifth for MVP and was a excellent player and, you know, kind of nearly pushed them to the conference finals? Or they get the one from last year who was banged up and injured, and when he wasn't playing, he was kind of feuding with people, and when he was playing, he was working off of injuries. You know, they need the guy from 2 years ago. If they get the guy from 2 years ago, they have a chance to be, you know, a potential conference finals team and push for home court in the East and can have a really good year. If they get the other one, well, you know, then they're a team like they were last year, which is one that's, you know, fighting to get in the playoffs. And, you know, remember, John's about to go into 4 years and $170 million the next 4 years. So, you know, the Wizards, I think, need him to be the one from 2 years ago, not only because they need to be better this year, but because they're about to have to pay him a ton of money. And they certainly don't want to be looking at a situation where, you know, if he's coming off two down years in a row, going, man, is this going to be a really rough extension for us?
All right, Tim. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you, Tim. Appreciate it, buddy.
Have a good weekend, man.
Anytime, fellas.
Yep.
You too.
Thanks, Tim.
All right. By the way, the boys, particularly Jason, EB, and Valdez, you just look at their faces and you know if Tiger either birdied a hole
Absolutely.
Or bogeyed a hole.
Yeah, he's bogeyed the par three.
I know Oliver Wilson bogeyed another one.
That's fine. It's over. I'm shipping you the Venmo.
All right, everybody
Tiger's
going to
bogey 16 every time he plays.
Have a great weekend.
Guaranteed.
Grant Danny next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.